time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru. How are we doing, everybody? Our weekly podcast here, msonewsports.com, under the Kelly Media brand. What's up, Nick?
Not much. What's up?
Nothing. The Valley's heating up, kid. Heating up.
Sure is. We got, everybody's in action. Where we enter in kind of the second full week of spring season. We're in the midst of this week and about to enter week two high school football.
100%. And speaking of football, up the next level, we got some good things happening Merrimack Valley-wise. Tewksbury's own. It's going to sound like we're being biased with Tewksbury, Nick. But they just keep doing good things. What can we do?
If they just weren't, if they weren't good, we wouldn't talk about it that much. But they're good at everything.
Tewksbury, Shane Aylward, starting this fall on the Endicott College football team. Last week, he caught two TD passes in a win by the Gulls. They're 2-0. And they open their season this Saturday, September 17th at noon against the College of New Jersey. This is our friends at msonewsports.com interviewing Endicott College football coach Paul McGonigal talking about Shane Aylward.
Well, Shane has been an ultimate leader since he stepped foot on this campus. I mean, coming from a football family where his grandfather was coach at Tewksbury for many years, and his father, Brian Elwood, has been a coach at Tewksbury for many years. I mean, Shane was even voted by as a captain as a sophomore last year. During the season, he's obviously junior captain. He works hard. He leads by examples. He's always in the right place, has such a great football IQ, and he's an absolute pleasure to coach.
Will he be at the next coach at Tewksbury High School, do you think?
at this point, he actually was received an All-American for strength and conditioning. He wants to be a strength and conditioning coach, but I'm sure that's in the bloodline somewhere. I'll just try to steal him and keep him here.
All right, that wraps up that, Nick. Opening segment in the books, nice and quick, because we want to get down to the guests, baby. And the first one is going to be a name that you're probably going to hear and see a lot in the Merrimack Valley in the coming months and probably even next year when they start ramping it up again. But it's a local businessman and sponsor of this show. Been a sponsor for a long time of the North Shore Sports Desk, and we extended the family to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. And we're having him on to talk about his exciting Beefy Boys roast beef truck. Nice. Among other things, it's going to be Peter Nicolakopoulos, the owner of Pomodori Pizza, talking about all kinds of Merrimack Valley opportunities that will be coming your way right after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All right, everybody, North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Nick, because we're going to double up this interview because this man has wide reach over here with his business. It is longtime friend and sponsor of the Sports Desk Enterprise, Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Pizza and the Beefy Boys franchise. What's going on, Pete?
What's going on, fellas? Good to be on here.
Yeah, how you doing?
I was, like I told you before, I'm living the beef dream, you know, just slinging sandwiches from one spot to the next, dealing with two kids in high school and the workforce crisis that we have. But everything's well, you can't complain. You know, there could be worse things.
Yeah. So Pete, we last time we had you on, it was in the 104.9 FM days. And we did like a Zoom, and I think I want to say that was like November of 2020. So, you know, like 6 or 7 months into the pandemic. And right. Now we're 2 years later. I mean, a lot's happened. I don't know where to start with you, but maybe we can start with this. Any athletes working at the famous Pomodori Pizza, any North Shore athletes or even Merrimack Valley, made it all the way from the Valley.
We've had some great athletes. Jack Perry was the quarterback last year for the prep. He was delivering for us, and I think he's on up at Bates right now. He's trying to get a spot up there, the quarterback for Bates. Great kid. We've had a lot of kids. The Newburyport store had some good athletes that were graduating, some kids that played football and baseball and a lot of girls. Right now, we have a ton of Georgetown girls in the Georgetown soccer team. I think they started off with 3-0 so far this year.
Nice.
One of the girls, Captain Megan Lowen, her dad, Jeff, is up there in Newburyport with me. We have McKenna Ward. It's a name to keep an eye out for. You guys probably already know about her. She's going to be a senior up in Newburyport. She's a heck of a basketball player, and she's just equally as good at lacrosse. So every time she comes into work, she took this season off. She used to play soccer. And McKenna, I always kind of, you know, say, McKenna, what are we doing here? Are we going to do basketball in college? We're going to do lacrosse? And she knows I'm a basketball guy. So she might just typically say basketball just so I can give her the easier shift. But she's a good athlete. But all the kids, I mean, we're very fortunate that we have a good group of kids. And whether, you know, they play sports or they have other activities, they tend to manage the work life. They make money at the same time, you know, so. We're proud to have them all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Peter, I mean, you know, places like yours actually did fairly, I don't want to say well, but, you know, they stayed the course through the pandemic. Now, how things going? You know, everything's open now. So it's kind of back to normal.
So, yeah, I mean, we're definitely one. I think we kind of talked, like you said, you know, 6 months into it, and we definitely handled it easier and better than other places did because the way we are structured. Like ahead of time, like we already had online ordering. We already had delivery system. You know, we flipped the switch and we did a lot of curbside pickups and stuff like that. So we're fortunate that like our business kept running, you know, and you know, we still were profitable and we kept a lot of people employed. So that was the one good thing. But it's kind of like in a sports reference, it's almost like running up a hill, like both ways, you know, because you know, we're struggling with workers. You know, we're always looking to hire. You know, the food cost keeps going up. Just the lady today was like, you know, how come you don't have any paper menus? I'm like, because every time I print one, the prices have to change. You know what I mean? Because the things are out of control, you know. Yeah. Everything, food costs is so high, you know. So, and that's like probably been like the most difficult thing to manage because you want to give out a good product. You don't want to skimp on your product, you know. You want to still be consistent with that. But unfortunately, I own a business to make money, you know, and to pay my bills and, you know, support my family. So you have to kind of, you know, alter your prices to go according to what they should be in regards to food costs and all the other fixed expenses you have. So that's been a battle. And then, one day, 1 week, you can't find French fries, the next one, it's going to be oil or it's going to be flour. You know what I mean? So it's a struggle. You know what I mean? Sometimes, luckily, we do a lot of volume. So sometimes my supplier, but hey, you might want to, buy a bunch of this or a bunch of that. Because it's just really no rhyme or reason to a lot of these things or how, 2.5 years later, you can't have enough of this or enough of that. So it's been a struggle, and we're always trying to find more people to work. I think that's the trend that I'm more afraid of moving forward is, you could talk to anybody. You could talk to the pizza guy. You could talk to the plumber. You could talk to any that they're struggling to find employees, So I think we're very fortunate for the group that we have, but it's getting through the years of what I've seen, it's like shrinking, it's tough.
Yeah. He talked about rising prices, Pete. And again, we're here with Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Pizza up in Newburyport, 192 State Street. What anniversary is coming up? So we went to you in January 2020, and it was pretty brand newish then. So
it was
January.
It was like a month. Yeah. So in December, we'll be 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years crazy. December. Formerly of Georgetown and Ipswich fame, Pomodori, correct? Two locations before that. Yeah.
Ipswich was the first one. We were in Ipswich for over 20 years. And we sold it to a great family. There were kids that actually worked for me. It was three brothers. And eventually the sister, too, ended up working. That family bought it from me, the Iliopoulos family. Great family, very well known in the community in Ipswich. And, they're doing their best because, they took it over right before COVID, too. So as much as we try to help them and tell them, things to do and stuff like that, but they kind of learned a lot of things on the fly on their own, growing up in the business and learning some stuff. So it was bittersweet to sell the Ipswich Pomodori because that's where my kids grew up, that's where I took my first risk as a business owner, and then we bought the Dairy Queens and stuff like that. And we were well known in the community, but it just was for my sanity, my kids, my wife, we just decided to sell and we're in Newburyport, which, knock on wood is doing great numbers and we have a good reputation up there. So, it is what it is. But I can't sit still. I ended up, getting a food truck. So
yeah. No, you got to tell us about that because we see it all over the place. It looks amazing. I mean, what's better, Nick Kukuru, than a rolling truck with beef in it, with beef three ways? I mean,
beef three ways.
Yeah. Now, how do you keep the James River concealed? How do you keep that from not falling, breaking all over the place?
You learn quickly on the food truck that so you got to have everything tied down pretty good. But we have this crazy thing that everybody, my friends know me that they're like, all right, what's your next thing? They know that. And I'm like, no, nothing really. Like, no, we know you can't sit still. The food truck has been in my brain for a long time. I joked around with my family. And I said, that's what happened during COVID. I just watched a little too much TV. Like I watched the food truck marathon, it's things have always been on my brain. And, before COVID, I started reaching out and looking into these companies and getting ideas. And so it's weird. We built it virtually online, with the company was in California. I never flew out there to look at it. And lo and behold, this massive truck just comes, like 1 week before Christmas. So the guy drove it from California because that was in the height of when all the shipping was going crazy. They couldn't afford to ship anything. So, so this poor 72-year-old man shows up to my house early one morning. I think he parked overnight at the Dunkin' Donuts in downtown Georgetown because some friends of mine were sending me pictures at 7 a.m. I just saw the truck downtown Georgetown.
What are you doing there, Pete? Yeah.
So the guy knocks on my door, and I'm just like, I had COVID when he came to my door. So I'm like, please, sir, stay away. I got COVID, And I'm like, let me ask you, how are you getting back to it? He's like, I'm going to Uber to the airport and fly back. And so the truck was sitting for the week outside in my driveway. And it's a massive 23-foot long truck. I joked around with my wife. I said, that's your Christmas present,
Yeah.
And it was an idea that I had. The great company Octagog, that they run my social media. They helped me with the branding, with the name Beefy Boys, you know, kind of a playoff of Beastie Boys. Mm-hmm. And it's the amount of attention and the publicity and the feedback that we've gotten is tremendous. But it just goes back to what I was trying to tell you about the trend with the employees and stuff like that. You know, hey, I got an idea. Like, instead of trying to run this busy place with 30 employees, you know, now I have a condensed menu on this awesome food truck that's pretty much a rolling kitchen. I have everything in there. And three or four employees that, you know, want to work, you know, they like the fact that you can show up to a different place each day and just have a fun atmosphere. And I have a great team. I got Megan and Peter who've been kind of running it. And it's just, it's a different experience every day. And we've had good feedback. And we're just kind of doing the same thing we do only, but we're just doing on a food truck.
Absolutely. Peter, how do you find, you know, the good locations go to? Is it trial and error, or did you kind of have a good idea? And, you know, where are some of the places we can find the Beefy Boys truck?
So we definitely learned a lot this year. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's one thing when you have the brick and mortar down packed and you can, you know what you're going to do on a daily basis. We had some duds, you know, with the mm-hmm. food truck. And then we had some things like, oh boy, let's make sure we're more prepared next time we come here, you know? So a lot of people actually reached out to us. You know, they found us on social media or follow us on Facebook or whatnot. And a lot of breweries were hitting us up. And then just like slowly, because we have the restaurant too, it's tough to just unleash it, you know, because we're just, you have that busy restaurant kind of holding you down a little bit. You're just nervous to take on too much. So, you know, we were at Cranes Beach, or we go to the Castle concerts up in Ipswich, and then we go to a lot of breweries, and we were at a swim of a club every Wednesday. So, and people just follow us on Instagram, you're posting, and they'd show up. You know, I think today we were in Amesbury. We were at Cider Hill Farms, you know, which is now in the fall, a lot of people doing apple picking and stuff like that. So we're doing a lot of those events. You know, we just kind of, a lot of private parties, a lot of people just want to have us show up to their house and sling beefs, you know, like what better thing to do at someone's house, you know? So we're doing after our weddings, you know, like late night, like appetizers, you know, we come with roast beefs, and, you know, it's like the poor caterer that, you know, had to feed them. You know, we got more publicity because we just show up late night with beefs, chicken fingers and fries, you know, but it's fun. We've definitely learned a lot this year. We're taking some notes, you know, we're going to put the truck away probably in November. And next year we're just going to unleash, you know, we're going to actually come out even stronger. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've been far and wide, I said earlier, and, you know, the reason why we're running this segment in both of our shows, North Shore and Merrimack Valley, is because you've been all over that place in those two areas. I think I saw, was there a Tewksbury early September, yeah, September 8th? Yeah.
Yeah. We were there last Thursday. They had like a Tewksbury Fall Festival. What's cool is we did a lot of events like in Lynn, and that's where I got my start. You know, my parents had John Joe's Beef in Lynn for so many years. So that was really cool. We're going to Newport, Rhode Island in a couple weeks. Mm. You know, so we've been getting a lot of, you know, sometimes I'm hesitant, you know what I mean? You know, even Paul Kelly last year, before I got my truck, I had a sit down conversation with the Red Sox, you know what I mean? And they wanted us to bring the truck down to JetBlue Park down in Florida, you know? So it's like, you know, it has a lot of potential. So that's where kind of, if anything I'm going at is, you know, it's no pun intended, it's a map, and we can kind of go anywhere we want. Obviously you have to do the right permitting and stuff like that and get your daily food permit for where you're going. But it's got a lot of potential for us. And, Well, we definitely had a great soft opening or a soft season this year. And I think next year we're really even more excited to kind of just, you know, be a little bit more courageous and kind of go a little further out.
Beefy Boys. It's the Beefy Boys on Instagram, Facebook, right? You can find them anywhere.
Yeah, North Shore Beefy Boys.
North Shore Beefy Boys is the official name. And man, Peter, I'm just thinking of, like, you know, at those events, there are got to be tourists there. Right.
Right.
Do you ever get the satisfaction of kind of explaining, like, why are you guys doing roast beef sandwiches? Like, that's kind of like a basic item. Not on the North Shore, it is. It is not a basic item.
Yeah.
You know, do you kind of have to, do you find yourself at, in the beef world explaining to tourists what it is and getting to see their reaction when they actually dig into a three-way beef?
So we were at an event last night. It's funny. We did a private party and a couple of people didn't do it. And like, somebody's like, listen, this is how you do it, you know, and you know, they have a beer in one hand and they have a sandwich in one hand. And obviously it gets a little sloppy and they were standing up. The guy's like, you know, you reach back, you know, and you bite into it. Cause I think,
you have to reach back.
And that's it. You kind of go back and you bite into it. And it was like, perfect, you know, but, yeah, at events, you know, sometimes like we have a long line, you know, I'll snap. I'm like, I'm usually making the sandwiches. I'm like, all right, Megan, stop. What's up with all these roast beefs with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles? Like, she's like, well, they said everything. I'm like, no, you tell them if they say everything, you just give it to them three way. That's it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so in the beginning, that's what we were doing. Like, they don't know, you know, a lot of people don't know. And that's why we didn't name it Boston Beefy Boys, because it's not even a Boston thing. You know what I mean? It's a North Shore thing. And we are getting like some South Shore places want us to go down there because, you know, there's transplants everywhere, you know? So they kind of want us to go to some breweries down there. And I think we will. It's tough to just like go out further when you have so many opportunities locally. But I could definitely see a Beefy Boys 2 truck in the near future. We're definitely going to be parked at more places, and then we could do more further events with the second truck.
Nick, what do you think about Fiesta?
Yeah.
I'll get him down.
You heard of the gold mine.
Yeah. You heard of Gloucester Fiesta? You explored that?
I've heard of Fiesta. I remember like freaking kids used to get their ass kicked. You know what I mean? Going down there, you know, out of towners. I mean, we didn't want to go to Gloucester. You know, these kids are tough over there, you know? You know, we were down at the Schooner Fest. Schooner. We were there last week down there.
Oh, okay. And, you had the Gloucester vibe.
And then we get to our followers, and like, finally, a good beef in Gloucester. You know what I mean? So I don't know what's going on in Gloucester. The roast beef game has been lacking, I guess. I'm not sure, you know? I don't know what the staples are over there, but people were happy that we were there.
I think, Nick. Well, go ahead, Nick.
I leave the city for the good
the good beef, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Nick, the Fiesta thing is a sausage, right? I mean, that's kind of like the thing. Yeah. And sausage or rice ball, still.
Yeah.
Does Ambi still have a... He doesn't anymore. Okay. Nope. Ambi Scola, famous sausage guy in Gloucester. But, you know, man, I could see some Gloucester revelers being swayed to the beef truck, the Beefy Boys, the North Shore Beefy Boys.
Set it up. We'll give you a little kickback. Okay.
Introduction to Joe Novello coming. Introduction to Joe Novello. He's the man. He's the man in Gloucester that will give you the permit.
No problem.
Pete, my final question is... you know, a couple things. One, upcoming events. So this broadcast will be on, Nick, is that next Thursday, September 15th, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. September 15th, this will air, Peter, on both the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. So from the 15th and beyond, do you have anything planned Beefy Boys-wise or anything exciting at Pomodori Brick and Mortar in Newburyport?
So the 15th and on. So this weekend, we actually, what week are we? I don't even know what day it is anymore. It's like crazy. I think like that holiday on Monday just threw me off. So we'll be at Plum Fest up in Plum Island, which is like huge. All of Plum Island just pretty much parties, you know? So that's pretty cool. We'll be doing that on Saturday. I think Sunday we're down in Peabody. I just recommend everybody just follow us on Instagram because things on the trucks change so quickly especially with weather and stuff like that.
No.
But we got a ton of events coming up. We're packed every weekend until November. So it's pretty crazy. I think there's something called Mactoberfest that we're in Gloucester coming up. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that. Yeah.
No.
So I would definitely tell everybody to follow us on Instagram at North Shore Beefy Boys because we kind of post any updates and we kind of, you know, promote where we're going to be like that week. But we have a ton of events coming up. So like I said, we're even going to Newport, Rhode Island, I think in October for a food truck festival. And we're going to be in Salem at the Salem Food Truck Festival. Unfortunately, I don't have the date in front of me right now.
That's all right. You follow him on Instagram. So, no, Nick, do you have anything else, Mr. Kuguru?
No, I got all my questions answered.
Beautiful. Well, Pomodori Pizza, Newburyport, 192 Straight Street, and the Beefy Boys on the road, North Shore Beefy Boys on the road, Merrimack Valley, North Shore, Rhode Island, everywhere.
I mean, anywhere you want us to be.
We're going global. Greece. Let's do it.
Hey,
your home
country. Why not? You know, that's it. Did you see that picture I posted? I took with my dad in the village, or no?
I love your dad. Your dad stuff. It's so cool. How's he doing?
He's good, man. He's the beef king, man. So I gave him. I brought in a Beefy Boy shirt for him, and I took one with myself, my dad, and my son. We did the three generations of Beefy Boys up in the mountains in Greece. So that was pretty cool. Hey, I got a question for you guys. What am I St. John's Prep Eagles going to do this year in football? What are we thinking here?
They're one of the teams to beat, I think, in Division One, right? Springfield Central and St. John's
Springfield Trenchville whooped on Central Catholic, though.
Yeah, so
that's bad news. St. John's
Prep's pretty loaded this year. I don't want to say rebuilding year last year. I mean, maybe by their standards, but you know, I think they're kind of back right up there with the elites this year.
I know I saw that. I think like top five in the state, I think like three teams in that same division, like Catholic Memorial, Zavarian, and the Prep. It's crazy. My son just finally played football this year, and there's 80 kids on the freshman team. 80 kids on the freshman team. Wow. So on the freshman team. So it's quite, he's a wide receiver wearing number 66. So that's pretty funny to see, but you know, that's good. No, but we're definitely following them. And obviously as an alma mater, we want them to go as far as possible, you know, so we'll follow them.
All right. Peter Nikolakopoulos, thank you for joining us once again. Good to have you on, brother. And
it's always a pleasure, gentlemen. I look forward to your success on the podcast, and hit me up anytime, and let's get this beef truck to this Fiesta thing.
That's a big one. It's end of June, 4 days, man. Maybe even more than 4 days, Nick. He can go for the rowers when they're practicing. You can like live there in the truck. Hotel.
Hey, the Beauport Hotel is not a bad spot. I like that place. It's a great, it's a beautiful area.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. All you got to do, Peter, is they'll sign you up. You said to put an Italian flag on it. You okay with that?
Hey, listen, truck? I named one of my places Pomodori. I'm okay, buddy. You know what I mean? Whatever sells.
When good. It comes to business, he's Italian.
That's it, buddy. I'm like Switzerland. It's all good. It's all good. We'll do whatever we got to do, man. I love it. Hey, they say una faccia, una razza. Okay, that's Italian for one face, one race. We're all the same, brother. We're all the same.
All right, our Greek brother. Thank you for joining us, Peter.
It's a pleasure, boys. Take care, guys. Be healthy.
All right. North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk rocking and rolling. Take a break and stay with us after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. That was Peter Nikolakopoulos, who just joined us. He loves football, and what's better than football and roast beef, Nick? Maybe we can get Peter to go some of these Merrimack Valley football games. What do you think?
That'd be a good idea. That'd be a great idea.
All right. So tonight, our friends in Haverhill heading down to Danvers for a 6:30 p.m. matchup. You can hear that right here. Game of the Week live broadcast with Rick Moore and Tim Kearns and MSONewsSports.com. Haverhill with an impressive win last week, 25-14 over Beverly. Was that a revenge win? Did Beverly beat them last year, Nick?
Yeah, pretty handily. I think Danvers beat them pretty handily last year, too. So they're going for the revenge 2 weeks in a row here.
Yeah. And talk about another big boy game for Central Catholic. They're hosting St. John's Prep this coming Friday. So tomorrow night. And man, if Central ever has to get back out there and prove that they were demolished last week by the defending champs and a rematch of Division One Super Bowl, Springfield Central 38, Central Catholic zip. Well, this is a golden opportunity to get right back into it and get some positive vibes going over there in Lawrence.
Yeah, exactly. Can't feel, you know, they can't feel sorry for themselves for too long. So they got to be right back at it against what, another top three team in the state.
Yeah. Yeah. Greater Lawrence will be hosting North Reading. That's going to be a tough matchup for Greater Lawrence. North Reading is the runner-up in the Division 5 Super Bowl from last year, losing to Swampscott. That's at 6 p.m. on Friday. Low Catholic coming down to Ipswich, 6:30 p.m. matchup.
That should be a good game. Two of the smaller schools, maybe a little more unheralded, but they're evenly matched.
Yeah, Low Catholic had a good opening season effort, 42 zip over Minuteman, so they got some momentum going there. Pawtucket is heading to Drake, so the Middies will be hosting Pawtucket. That's a 7 p.m. matchup. Drake it last week, tough start, 44-6 loss to Westford. Shawsheen in Billerica hosting our North Shore friends, Triton. That's at 7 o'clock. Andover hosting Acton Boxborough. That's going to be a tough matchup for Andover, huh? They won last week, though, 34-6 over Shrewsbury. Looking good over there, the Golden Warriors.
Yeah, they are. You know, if Central Catholic's got any competition in the MVC, it's from Andover, that's for sure. Yeah.
Tewksbury last week opened up with a 35-21 solid victory over Northeastern Conference team Danvers, and this time they are still on the road, this time heading over to Lowell. Lowell had a real tough start. 38 zip loss to Billerica. So Lowell's trying to get back on the winning horse. Yeah. And Tewksbury's just trying to keep things going. Tewksbury, the perennial postseason team, obviously hearing a lot of good things from them. Lexington really had a rough beginning, losing to Lynn Classical last week. They were shut out big time and they got a chance to, well, we don't care about Lexington. They're going to try to ruin Chelmsford's party. Chelms trying to get on the winning board. They lost last week. Chelmsford will be hosting Lexington's at 7 o'clock. And Chelmsford, Nick, lost to MAMHSA Co-op.
Ah, okay. Good old MAMHSA Co-op.
20-17 last week. This is a great matchup. This next one, Methuen going to Marshfield. That's a 7 o'clock game. And Methuen is riding high after a 51-12 win over Lynn English last week.
Marshfield got buried by St. John's Prep, so they're looking to get back in the win, you know, back on track. They're a good program, too, so they won't be, you know, I'm sure they'll be prepared for this one.
Billerica heading over to Westford after their 38-0 win over Lowell last week. That's at 7 o'clock. And wrapping things up from what we got at the Merrimack Valley, Nick, North Andover will be heading down to the North Shore. Not too long of a ride there for those kids. Going to Beverly for an 11 a.m. matchup. Beverly, like we said, lost to Havel in the opener there. For Merrimack Valley folks, I don't know much about Beverly. They can always be decently tough over there, Heard Stadium, yeah, on a Saturday morning.
Exactly. They're a pretty consistent commodity. I think they might be a little bit rebuilding this year. They're a little younger than usual this year, but they're usually a tough out. They're always a tough out.
All right, there you go. So week two. We're excited to get the results from this week. Talk more Merrimack Valley football next week. Next week will be week three. We'll start to get a little bit of a sense on how things are going. The game I'm really watching is Central and St. John's. Let's see if Central can, you know, get back. Starting 0-2 would be rough, you know, for the Raiders over there. But, hey, we have confidence in them and still a tough matchup, though. St. John's Prep coming off a nice win over Marshfield. Okay, Nick, I think that wraps it up. What do you think?
Sounds good.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Tune in every week. We publish on Thursdays during this high school football season, and we get the football report every week through December. All right, let's wrap it up. See you later, everybody. Have a good one.